welcome back to the show. You're listening to Free Talk Live, and we are kicking off the third hour of tonight's live Sunday show with me, Stephanie.
And me, Mark.
And want to give out our phone number in case you'd like to call. Free Talk Live is an open phones call-in show. You can call about anything that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is our number. That's 855-450-3733. And I do just want to remind the listeners that, you know, you may hear Free Talk Live on Sunday nights. I actually have my own radio show that's also a podcast, so you can hear the archives for free, just like Free Talk Live. My show is called Pork Therapy, and the website is porctherapy.com. You might enjoy that if you want to hear about personal freedom and relationship issues from a liberty-minded perspective. Okay, let's go back to Stephen, listening in Illinois. Now, Stephen, you were telling us before we went to the break that you only use illegal cab services and actually hotel services as well. And you said that you would get... Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't found... I mean, I haven't been in any major city that had these medallion cabs that didn't have a black market cab. Didn't have black market cab services. They're relatively easy to find. Usually all I have to do is just ask one of the locals wherever I'm dropping off, and they'll give me a phone number. And
so it's like a guy who knows a guy, that kind of thing. I was going to ask how you found the services. And it makes sense they're easy to procure, because when they have these regulations in the cities where it costs, you know, literally hundreds of thousands of dollars to get one of these licenses or these medallions to legally operate a cab, well, that's just asking for, you know, black market services to spring up, because the barrier to entry is so high.
You know, I think the cab companies, like such as New York, they have a lot of, they contribute to political campaigns, and they're literally bribing the government to maintain an artificial monopoly for them.
Sure, that's exactly what's going on.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's all done in the name of safety. And I'm not saying that there's not some level of safety that comes from this. I'm not going to claim that for a second.
It's a very expensive safety.
Right. But when we're talking about the marketplace, you're talking about efficiency. And can that level of safety be delivered to me at a lower price, at a price less costly than it's currently done under the government's sort of regulatory scheme?
And what options do people have? I mean, personally, I have to say, I would probably choose to go with the official cabbie that's licensed and looks professional, you know, and the person looks, you know, sober, and I'm comfortable getting in a car with them. Okay? I would probably choose to pay a little more for that service because I want the extra safety that I think is being provided there. However, I also don't want to pay or to be, you know, complicit in the government stopping people from providing those services to people who want them. And that's really what it's about. That's why I take the position that I take, even though I would use probably more of the official cabbies. But, you know, Stephen, you can't even get access to them, so it's kind of a moot point for you, huh?
Well, with me, there's an example. I dropped off at a racetrack that was like 40 miles out of Richmond, Virginia. I did call two cab companies. When I first started this, I called two cab companies, and they said, that's too far for us to come out. We won't come out and get you.
Yep.
And the one of the guards there at the racetrack said, I know somebody that will come get you, and he gave me a phone number. And I called them up, and they said, I said, you know, I'm out here at the racetrack, and I need a ride into the bus station. And they quoted me a price and said, we'll be there in 40 minutes. And they picked up my luggage, put me in their van. And when I got to the bus station, they just didn't dump the luggage out of the trunk. They actually carried my luggage into the bus station for me right to the ticket counter. I was very impressed with them.
And this is why he wants the business, you know.
Yeah.
He doesn't have he doesn't have this license to monopoly.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and he had a little business card that he printed up on his home computer. And I carry it in my wallet so that anytime I need a cab in Richmond, those are the guys I call.
But, Stephen, thank you so much for your story. That was really interesting.
He does all the traveling. He must have a wallet that's full of cards, huh?
Maybe. All right, Annie is on the line in St. Louis, Missouri. Annie?
Hi, you guys.
Hi, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hi. I'm wondering what your opinion is about this coverage, about what's going on in Israel.
The strikes.
Anything that I've seen on the mainstream media is always about, you know, poor Israel, like they're getting, you know, bombarded with missiles and all that kind of stuff. But mm-hmm. we don't see the other side. I mean, we don't see the tanks and, you know, they have Apache helicopters that are, you know, and why is this even going on?
Well, it's a great question indeed. Why is this going on? It seems like that area of the world, you know, there has been so much violence and so much, wrong done on both sides, so much harm done on both sides, that it's kind of impossible to tease it all out and say, you know, how can we restitute each little thing that's been going on?
This is a tough scenario.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it all comes down to Israel being stuck there by Winston Churchill and, whatever sort of Western powers decided that it should go there. It was kind of a strange thing to do in the first place, and it caused a lot of disruption. Currently, and I'm not sure what's going on specifically in Gaza, but I do know that
they're preparing for a ground invasion.
Well, the West Bank.
Possibly,
there's a lot of settlements going in there. I don't know if in Gaza there's lots of settlers going in. And by settlers, they mean essentially they're just pushing back the Palestinians further and further into their area.
But we don't even hear about, you know, the Palestinian side of the situation.
And because a lot of people in the U.S., I think, are really enamored by Israel. Like, they want to support Israel for, because they believe it's a... go ahead.
Something that a lot of people don't get also is when they say, and I mean they by being, like, the mainstream media, when they talk about being anti-Semitic, if you look up Semitic in the dictionary, it means the people living in the area. It's not a Jewish thing.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And another thing is that basically, and I found many people, I'm Jewish from an ethnic standpoint. Stephanie, you're far more Jewish than I am in the sense that you were raised that way also.
I don't identify that way, though. I mean, I don't.
But you're ethnically Jewish.
I suppose if someone's going to label me, okay. I mean, by the silly religious rules of a religion that I don't acknowledge, I am Jewish. You know?
Right there. But I've met a lot of people that are Jewish that will say things like, well, if you don't like Israel, you don't like Jews.
Right. And, I was brought up with that. It was you couldn't say anything bad about them. You had to take the side of Israel. And often that was a very pro-war stance. And it's kind of scary to me that, you know, someone couldn't criticize the actions of a government, you know, just like any other, without being essentially labeled as a bigot, you know. And certainly there are people who are bigots, who, you know, are anti-Israel, right? But it's not everybody, you know. And I would just say that
I'm doing is questioning what's going on over there.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not on one side or the other.
Yeah.
But I'm not getting both sides.
Well, I hear you. Here's the problem, right? Like, so here's, I think the best thing is like the sort of the multiple state option where they let, you know, look, you guys, this is your little country. You can do what you want with it. Split into little pieces. Choose to make your own country. Do whatever you want. We're not going to mess with you. But then somebody should.
We, the American government?
We, the Israeli government. The American government shouldn't be giving money to either side. But Israeli government.
Agree.
But then somebody shoots some rockets.
Thanks for the call, Annie.
Then somebody shoots some rockets into Israel, and who do you go after?
Right.
That's hard.
One of Ron Paul's 32 questions in his resignation speech was, why is it political suicide for anyone to criticize AIPAC? That's the American-Israeli Political Action Committee or something.
Mm-hmm.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberen, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Amberen absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie.
And Mark.
And you can visit our website at freetalklive.com. I don't think I've mentioned this yet, but who knew? too, you can get all the archives of Free Talk Live going back to late 2006 at archives.freetalklive.com. And if you want to hear just the last 7 days of the show, unlike other talk radio shows, which make you pay for their archives, Free Talk Live is going to put up all our archives for free. We, you know, you can see the last 7 days, as I mentioned, right up at the top of the website at freetalklive.com. You can kind of mouse over each day and see the topics of discussion for that show. So that's all there provided for you for free.
BitInstant.com is the place to go to get your Bitcoins. We talked about Bitcoins in the last hour, and I think that they're going to be extraordinarily important in the coming years, decades, certainly years. And I also think that they're going to go up on the short term. BitInstant.com is the way to the fastest, easiest, safest way to get your Bitcoins. They're one of the biggest companies in the Bitcoin industry. They may be the biggest, for all I know. Certainly, they've gotten the largest, as I understand, venture capital in the Bitcoin arena. So it's BitInstant.com. You can trust them for your Bitcoins. And just go there, get them. They've got more than a million locations in more than 30 countries. BitInstant.com.
All right. Yeah. Our number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, the word free, F-R-E-E. And Mark, have you sent out any interesting tweets? I just want to remind our listeners you can follow Free Talk Live on Twitter if you want to see some of the stories and some of the topics that we're discussing here tonight
on
the show.
I've been tweeting the stories, some of the stories we've been talking about. And as soon as I'll get the rest of them out as soon as I can get the links from you. But I've
Oh yes,
the one from the woman running over her husband has been tweeted out.
Cool. Okay. So you wanted to talk about this cop who tased somebody who had a seizure. Is that right?
Yeah. It's
you know,
happening.
This is unfortunate. And when I heard you say that you had this for show prep, I said, you know, this happens every week. Like, this almost isn't news anymore. But it's so sad that it's becoming that commonplace that cops basically, I don't know what, they're ignorant. They don't have the medical know-how to know that somebody is in need of help. They're having a seizure. It's a medical event.
What it looks like.
Yeah. And they believe, oh, this person's getting belligerent with me. I'll teach him a lesson. And then they give him the taser. So what happened in this case?
I'm not sure I'd know what a seizure or any of these things are.
It's pretty obvious. I mean,
well, there's
maybe
different types of them.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, there's all different ones, and then there's the diabetic shock, which I'm not entirely sure what that would look like either. They're constantly tasing people in diabetic shock.
Right.
This must look like somebody having a bad drug reaction. Sir, get out of the car! Get out of the car! Get out of the car now, or I will tase you!
Right.
And then, you know, bam, they tase them.
And the person can't hear you for some reason or whatever. Yeah, I mean, people who have really low blood sugar can sometimes get confused and agitated and may not be able to follow police's commands or whatever, right? And they could certainly look like they are being, quote, disobedient, but that's really what it's all about. They just want you to obey, and they're going to use their taser as a tool for compliance, to make you comply.
From RT.com, two Texan police officers are being sued for using a taser to shock a man who was having a seizure, causing the 50-year-old to suffer a heart attack and permanent brain damage.
Oh, gosh, that's awful when it ends that way, yeah.
Yep, Scott Sheely filed a federal complaint last week in Austin, Texas, requesting a jury trial against two officers who shocked him with a taser in May. Sheely was unsuccessfully asked for a settlement of at least $1.5 million to cover the costs of medical fees, attorneys, and emotional damages. The case involves a police response to a 911 call last November. Police responded to a request for medical assistance. Sheely, who was suffering a seizure in his home in Austin. So they responded to a request for medical assistance.
So they knew that that was a possibility.
They knew that there was a medical emergency of some sort, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least somebody did at some point. When officers showed up, they arrived at the man's house. They allegedly used violence to restrict him from movement, constrained his ability to breathe, and repeatedly shocked him with a taser gun. The officers controlled the man by pushing a knee into his back while he was in handcuffs, causing his head to be pressed against the back cushion of the chair. Certainly worse places your head can be pressed.
If he's seizing, when people have certain types of seizures, they're having involuntary muscle spasms, right? So their muscles are contracting. And if you got a knee in your back, you can't help it. Your muscles are still contracting.
Yeah.
And so they're holding you down at a point, and your muscles are generating force, and that's going to hurt you. Like, worse than it would hurt you if you were just able to control your muscle movements.
So when paramedics arrived, I guess due to the bad information here, Sheely was injected with Haldol and Ativan, drugs which are used to control psychotic disorders and anxiety, which can also cause seizures and sudden death. So the victim then had a heart attack. So, I mean, this is a big mess. For one thing, what are police being called to these medical emergencies for?
I mean, I can't think of a good reason.
I can see in a circumstance trying to restrain somebody who's having a seizure who's actually doing some awful things, you know, whatever the circumstance is. But you got to be somewhat careful. And these guys are, you know, their lives are on the damage can be done to them, no doubt. They could just choose not to get involved. Well, the man's having a medical emergency. We'll wait till the paramedics get here. Also, the question about if you think that this behavior was inappropriate by the police, and it seems like tasing a man with a seizure is, people are always talking about police being, you know, there's just one bad apple. Well, how come both of these guys did this then? You know,
there's good evidence that they knew that this was a medical issue, because that's why they were called, right?
And I think that there's some kind of, I wouldn't propose to know, but there's some kind of brotherhood there that when a cop is, you know, commits himself to violence in whatever way, that the other guys are going to cover him. And that,
we see that all the time.
It's likely that they'll participate. I mean, you know, when you see seven cops kicking somebody's head in, and there's video, and it's not just Rodney King. Rodney King was an amazing thing because somebody got it on video back in the 90s when video was something unusual. Now that there's video of this stuff going on all the time, why isn't it one cop kicking somebody's head in and the other six restraining him? This is what I want to know about the one bad apple thing. I don't propose to know. I don't know what's going on there, and I wish I did know why police do that. I've never had a bad experience with a police officer. Really, I've been to prison. Now I've had bad experiences with prison guards, and I've seen far worse.
Yeah.
But I'm not the kind of person that they go after. I'm tall, look white, speak well. Generally, I'm dressed in a fashion that they're not going to bother me. Driving something.
Older, you're not older.
I'm
but
older
like,
now.
You're not young. Like, I was saying that usually they profile young people, like in their 20s or whatever.
And so it's just less likely I'm going to have these troubles. But I want to know the answer to the question. When the video's out there, what happens? Where's the situation where the one cop stops the other cops from doing this? Because I've never seen the video of that. And I've looked at a lot of video of police violence.
You'd think that they'd want to get that out there, you know. But I don't know. Did they get training that this is a good idea to send jolts of electricity, coursing through somebody's body who is already having a seizure?
I imagine they didn't know what a seizure was. I would assume that they thought he was having a psychotic episode.
That's all I can imagine.
People who are mentally ill are treated badly in society. I mean, they're annoying.
Yeah.
And they usually
don't sue you either.
Yeah.
And this guy tried to, but it didn't turn out well for him. 855-450-FREE. That's our number.
Oh, he's suing now. The settlement didn't work out.
I see. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
On the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. You can call us tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, you know, we like it when people call in and bring up anything that's on their mind. You can feel welcome to change the subject or bring up something completely new or comment on something that you heard previously on the show.
StrategicSurvival.com. If you're tired of these survival TV shows that give you, you know, just show people prepping for, and they don't really talk about reasons. If they have a reason, it's this sort of one thing where the big one's coming, and whatever that means.
That just scares people, yeah.
The scary situation. Who knows, you know? I mean, whatever your reason might be, I can tell you that weather catastrophes, these things are going to occur. They occurred very recently in New York and in New Jersey. They're still recovering over there. And the people that were prepared, they're better off than the people who weren't. And it's better to be prepared. You should have certain items. And the best way to find out about these different scenarios and the things you should have is strategicsurvival.com. They've got over there. It's a book you can order. You can get a dead tree variety, or you can get one of the what do you call them, nooks and widgets or whatever from these things you can, PDF readers, whatever. You can read it in whatever way you want. They've got it for you at strategicsurvival.com. And this kind of training and practice that they offer in there, and then the specifics on which items to buy, it'll turn whatever fear and trepidation you have into confidence and peace. Strategicsurvival.com.
All right, Mark. We had a call a little earlier in the show from Annie, and she brought up the subject of Israel striking on Gaza recently and this sort of escalation of conflict that's going on in the Middle East right now. Well, mostly just in Israel, but...
And I've watched a lot of Link TV and Current TV and Al Jazeera and stuff like that. And what you don't get to see on American television a lot of time is the average Middle Easterner, the average Muslim out there that wants peace.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of them, the vast majority of them. When somebody wants to fight and then somebody else gives them a fight, there's all these hundreds or thousands or whatever, hundreds of thousands of people who are caught in between. People who didn't want anything to do with this, and it's sad. And I don't know what the solution is for Israel. It seems to me that... That people in like Gaza and the West Bank and things like that should be given their little bit of land, because I know that there's a lot of problem with settlers from Israel going into these lands and settling places and basically reclaiming this land never belonged to Israel till they took it, and settlers have never been there, so they basically have just sort of held off the people that were there into these areas, and they should be allowed to do what they want in their particular area. But what are you going to do in a situation where, say, Israel gives the Gaza to the Gazinians, or they make them have
the people who are living there.
Right.
Just says, you've homesteaded this land, it belongs to you, and there's no state attached to it?
Well, I mean, just let's say they turn it over to them, and then they figure out whatever they want to do, because I'm sure that what they're probably going to do is some kind of democratic or autocratic thing, dictatorship, something like that's going to occur.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe Israel says, okay, we're going to have some democratic elections, and Israel, they have some kind of democratic republic going on there. So we're going to force a democratic election on.
That's what all the neocons like, right, in the U.S.?
That
the fact that Israel is a democracy in the middle of the Middle East or whatever?
I guess. I think that a lot of them... like it for religious reasons, that Jesus can't come back unless Israel exists.
Right.
And I think that this is a really, really stupid reason to have created a country.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of religious ideas wrapped up in the whole conflict, and also apparently, a lot of racism. There's racial conflicts between the, Arabs and Israelis and different types of people. And
there wasn't as much in the back of the day, though.
No. You want to say, can't we all just get along? But, like, there's a very deep history there, and there's a lot of people who hold beliefs, and I don't know. I mean, yeah, I've been interested in nonviolent communication. You have too, Mark, right? And I've read some accounts of people who have, I think Marshall Rosenberg, the guy who wrote the original nonviolent communication book, did some kind of mediation between people in Israel and Palestine and, made some progress. But then, of course, when he left, it was just back to the same old.
Every time I've ever seen anything, any communication between Israelis and, Arabs, it's always gone well because they want to get along. Generally, the people that are willing to enter into these
conversations. They may need a talented mediator, right? But, yeah, I agree that people want peace. And like you said, there are lots of just civilians there who really do want peace, and their side is not shown very often.
And so I wonder to myself, if they let the Gazinians do their thing, they let them go, whether they create a democratic state for them ahead of time or whether they just let them do what they want, and then violence erupts because there's hatred there, there's upset, there's feelings that have not been dealt with. If somebody shoots a rocket or hurts somebody, because it's bound to happen, there's always something happening there.
And that carries through generations. I mean, think about the kids who are growing up with all this violence around them all the time. That's going to affect them for the rest of their lives.
Yep.
And they're going to hold deep-seated beliefs and prejudices against certain people who they believe have perpetrated this violence.
All you have to do is look at racial relations here in the United States, and you can see that these things span generations. They do.
Yep.
Until they're addressed, until somebody's, issues are addressed, then they're either they address them for themselves or somebody addresses them for them for whatever reason. There's some kind of mediation. They're not fixed. And They have to be fixed, and I don't know how that's going to be done. I can't solve these people's problem. Here's what I can recommend. The United States shouldn't be involved in any way, shape, or form. My tax money should not go either to support the Israelis or to support the people in Gaza or the West Bank or any of Egypt or any of these other countries. This is one of the reasons that Mubarak was able to stay in power for so long, as the United States supported him, because, well, he was a stabilizing force in that area, and that's what they wanted. And, you know, I don't know. Freedom is a scary thing, and I don't know how it would go about. And I don't think that the Israelis should just sit out there and have rockets lobbed at them.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you stop it either. How do you
I've heard a lot of
this situation?
I've heard a lot of people who are, you know, libertarians or whatever say, you know, everybody else says, oh, we need a two-state solution or one-state solution or whatever. And I've heard people say, what about a stateless solution? And so I was just Googling this to try to see if there was an article or something about it, but I couldn't really find it. I think this is something that Harry Brown might have even proposed. But, yeah, just to have, like, to get rid of borders and to let people just live and not have states attached to them. And, of course, it's pretty anarchic, dare I say, but, you know, maybe this would... Desperate times call for desperate measures, right, Mark?
I can't imagine how that's going to go.
Mm-hmm. It's not working right now. What's going on?
Yeah, I can tell you that the people in Israel have a vested interest in getting more land from the people who essentially are on what basically amount to reservations, You know, they want to take as much land from them as possible. It's interesting here in the United States. It's really no different. The Lakota, which is a nation that is in South Carolina, South Dakota, North Dakota, Wyoming, and like part of Nebraska. They're in like five states. And I think Montana, maybe.
Yeah.
And they're in all those areas. They were supposed to have their own sovereign nation. And as time went by, they've got the treaty. It's written, you know, that the United States government has a treaty. And by the way, treaties that are signed by the U.S. government become part of the Constitution. It's the Constitution that Lakota is its own nation, and whatever, they just go. I mean, obviously people are living in South Dakota. I mean, how is it that these people could live in this land? How is it that the South Dakota state...
Yeah, how can they be within the geographical borders of South Dakota and belong to the Lakota Nation and be outside the U.S. Nation, right?
It's very interesting, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
And the Lakotas certainly have taken the payoffs throughout the years, but... This is
well,
one thing that...
they had a lot bad that was done to them,
yeah, absolutely.
Too. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think they've had trouble with being separate from the U.S., because I know that there have been some activists that have tried to just... Like, the Lakota Nation has seceded from the U.S. a bunch of times,
yep.
And it wasn't recognized, and then they had to keep seceding. So there's trouble with it, but, you know, maybe this could work, right? What do you think? It's 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Stateless solution, stateful solution, let us know. Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the live Sunday night show. It's Stephanie.
And Mark.
And, of course, Free Talk Live is on every single night of the week between 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can hear the archives of our old shows on freetalklive.com. That's our website. You'll find, the top of the website has the last 7 days of the show, and there are more archives going back at the archives page at archives.freetalklive.com. You know, you can also call us if you're listening live to the sound of our voices. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Just enough time to squeeze your calls in before the end of the show here tonight, because we are kicking off the last segment. Now, Mark, did you have any reads first, by the way?
No, I'm good.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I have this article here from Ars Technica that I think our listeners might find interesting. And the headline here is Smart Card Licenses and Enforced Quotas Proposed to Combat Smoking. If you quit smoking, you get your license fee back plus interest. And
okay.
This is happening in the UK. This is not in the U.S., but of course, as we know, governments like to borrow ideas from one another. And the more tyrannical, the better, it seems, usually. So what's happened here is a public health professor has published a paper proposing that smokers be forced to apply for licenses and given weekly quotas. In his paper, Simon Chapman, he's the professor that's authored this, from the University of Sydney's School of Public Health, says that by issuing every smoker a paid-for smart card to buy cigarettes, governments will be able to gather data the health authorities can then use in anti-smoking campaigns. Every time they buy a pack of cigarettes, the smart card will need to be swiped, and depending on what annual license level the individual has purchased, the numbers will be totted up, and then they will be cut off when they reach their maximum weekly limit,
now,
70 per week. 140 per year or 350 per week. Sorry, 70 per week, 140 per week, or 350 per week.
What is that number
so
of cigarettes?
Yeah, they're buying different tiers. So the most expensive one is 350 cigarettes per week,
okay.
Right? And they have to pay more for that, of course. But they're going to total up the number of cigarettes that people buy.
So 140 is a pack a day smoker.
How many cigarettes in a pack? 20?
Yeah, 20.
Yeah, I guess
so. 280. That's a three whatever is a big
350.
Yeah, they're smoking.
Yeah.
Now, it's kind of interesting, but do you see how socialized medicine in Great Britain, it's a real issue. I mean, if I'm responsible for your health care,
yep.
I don't want you smoking. If I'm responsible for your health care, I'm concerned about how many candy bars and how much ice cream you eat. If I have to pay...
It makes
it everybody's business. Yeah. It absolutely is everybody's business. And this gives the government every reason to get involved. It's a safety issue. Just like we were talking about in the first hour with the with the carriers and the taxi companies and the truck drivers and all of this stuff. That's what it all comes down to. Oh, it's a public safety issue now. You know, everything you put in your mouth, and that's mostly what kills you, everything you put in your mouth is my business. If being gay makes you more likely to catch a disease, that's my business. You need to be straight.
Yeah. Well, being pregnant is a risk for death, so maybe we'll regulate who can have babies,
yep, that's
too.
Right. Absolutely. We need to find out who's going to have them and who's not going to have them.
Yeah, I mean, this is the extent.
You need to test them to make sure that we're not having any, kids that might have any health issues, too.
Oh, yeah, because those will cost the taxpayers a lot of money. Yeah, you can really take it to an absurd extreme. Let's go to the phones real quick, though, and let's see what David has to say. David, listening in New Hampshire.
Hello.
Hi, David. What's on your mind?
I was going to ask about Israel and Palestine.
Okay.
I didn't know that much about it, but I've been brushing up on it lately. And Jewish people, they really don't like the Holocaust and how many people got killed in that stuff.
I imagine that's true.
Isn't that kind of incongruous with, like, I don't know, it seems like the things I've been listening to say that they're trying to wipe Palestine off the map type of thing.
I think that it's going much more slowly, and there's violence on either side. But I can see why somebody makes the genocide argument in that case. Certainly, the Palestinian people living in the West Bank and Palestine are a pain in the butt for the Israeli government and people living in Israel.
And it's a good thing to point out because basically two wrongs don't make a right. Right, we can't get to peace by perpetrating the cycle of violence. Like, maybe as a group, some horrible things have been done to Jews in the past, and, they weren't the only group. There have been lots of groups that have been oppressed in the past by lots of different regimes. It was all horrible, and it's never going to stop unless somebody stops it, right? It can't be like, yeah, we have to, do violence to somebody else because violence was done to us in the past.
Yep, that's not going to solve it.
Right. Can I ask you something, Stephanie? You said that you come from, like, a Jewish background to an extent, right?
Yeah.
Which, how do they justify it?
So I haven't stepped foot in a synagogue since I was maybe 12 or 13, I guess it would be. I remember when I was a little kid, I got sent to Hebrew school, and I remember the adults just saying, like, basically expressing, like, fervent support for Israel. And I didn't understand what was going on because I was probably, a less than 10-year-old kid. But I got the impression that everybody... Israel's good, yep, and everybody supports Israel who is part of this congregation. So, there you go. Any final thoughts, David?
No, that's all. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Yep.
Yeah, and I think that it becomes a matter of sort of... racial pride, almost, the supporting of Israel.
Well, it's one way that I think there are lots of, when someone tells you that, hey, look, you're part of this group, and this group has been persecuted by history.
Everybody's out to get you.
Yeah, it makes you stick together with other people who are in that group. And you say, oh, crap, everybody hates me because I'm a X, because of my skin color or because of my religion or whatever.
If my mom said, and my mom's not Jewish, I'm adopted and I just happened to get a gene test and find out, oh, look, you're Jewish. Look, you're an Ashkenazi. What a surprise. And if my mom were to tell me that, look, I don't want you bringing home any Hispanic girls or any black girls or any of those people, she'd be pretty much labeled a bigot. Ice-T said back in the 90s, you want to know how you're a racist? If you imagine your daughter coming home with a black guy and it bothers you.
Mm.
Now you know. And so, okay, let's use that system. In many families, Jewish families, and there's other ethnicities out there that do the same thing, is it's a problem if you bring somebody from another ethnicity in there. So, I mean, you know, Jews are really good about forcing other Jews to date Jews, right? And one has to wonder about this.
I don't know. I mean, that's a generalization, right? And a lot of different groups
do that. It's a strong one.
A lot of different groups do
that. A lot of them do.
Yeah, but I do know some people, sure. I know some people that's happened to
firsthand. What would you say about my mom who said, don't bring home anybody who's obviously not white?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that's biased against other races, yeah.
You wouldn't call it racism?
Yeah, I'd call it racism, yeah. Sure.
I mean,
I was just trying
go ahead and use the terms as they exist. And I think that people that say this, look, I get it.
Judaism is a weird thing, though, because it's like, what defines a Jew?
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, what characteristics do you have to have? I've looked it up, you know, and they say, well, someone who engages in Jewish culture and practices the Jewish religion and has a Jewish mother. And it's like, you can't always tell that just from looking at someone. I mean, there's no real... I mean, I know some people claim that they have Judar or whatever, but you can't tell. So,
no. Who would have guessed it on me? I mean, you know, I was raised...
You found out you're adopted, right?
I had no idea.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
You had some genetic markers that were associated with Ashkenazi,
apparently, along my matriarchal line. They can tell you who somebody somewhere they pick out as being an Ashkenazi, marker. And I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to propose to know. And I was kind of surprised and interested.
And did that change your life in any way? I mean,
other than being able to talk about it on the radio and suddenly have an opinion in that area. No, not at all. And I think it's difficult for people to sit out there on the outside and say, you know, that seems kind of racist for Jews to tell other Jews that they got to marry, that they've got to marry Jews. And I've met
a
lot of that.
I don't like anybody telling anyone else who they have to marry. You know, it's like, as far as I'm concerned, that's every individual's choice, you know, and they make that choice based on whatever they want.
So my real last name is Edgington, not Mark Edge.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to go to synagogue with my friend before we'd go out to drink on Friday night. And we'd go there and we'd kind of go to the little fellowship hall thing that they had afterwards. I don't know any of these terms, by the way. But, you know, the ladies would bring some cakes and stuff. And they'd try to fire away very hard. I figured out, Brent said, don't tell them your last name. And, you know, I did. You know, they tried very, very hard to figure out my last name.
Edgingberg.
Yeah, right. They wanted to find somebody whose last name was Jewish.
Wow. Well,
marry
it's off been,
their daughters or something.
It's been Free Talk Live. You are quite a catch, Mark. We'll see you again in 21 hours. FreeTalkLive.com in the meantime.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Bah, bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
My name is Stephen Heuer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.